Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a mental hamster wheel? That's because in today's world, it's easy to get caught up in the pressure to be perfect, achieve more, and compare ourselves to everyone else. But let me tell you something, friend, there's another way. Today, we're diving into a topic that's absolutely crucial for your well-being. Cultivating self-compassion and kindness. Seriously, this isn't just some fluffy feel-good stuff, it's the foundation for living a happier, more fulfilling life. Think of it like this, you wouldn't berate your best friend for messing up, right? You'd probably offer a listening ear and maybe even a shoulder to cry on. So why treat yourself any differently? Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you become your own best friend. First things first, recognize your humanity. We all make mistakes, we all have flaws, and that's perfectly okay. It's what makes us human. Stop beating yourself up over every little slip-up. Instead, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Remember that time you totally bombed that presentation? Yeah, I bet everyone has a story like that. But guess what? You survived. And chances are, no one remembers it as vividly as you do. Second, practice self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about prioritizing your physical and mental health. Get enough sleep. Eat nourishing food, move your body in ways that feel good, and spend time doing things that truly bring you joy. You deserve to be treated with kindness, starting with yourself. Third, challenge negative self-talk. Ever catch yourself thinking things like, I'm not good enough, or I'll never succeed? Those thoughts are just lies, my friend. Replace them with positive affirmations and reminders of your strengths. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to a loved one who's going through a tough time. You'd offer encouragement, support, and believe in their ability to overcome challenges. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. Focusing on what you have, rather than what you lack, can make a world of difference. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the little things. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, the laughter of a loved one. When you shift your focus to gratitude, you automatically start feeling more positive and less stressed. And finally, remember that you are not alone. We all struggle with self-doubt and negative thoughts sometimes. It's normal. Don't be afraid to reach out for support from friends, family, or a therapist. Talking about your feelings can help you process them and feel more empowered. Okay, let's get real for a second. Picture this. You're at work, facing a big deadline, and everything seems to be going wrong. Your brain starts racing with negative thoughts. I can't do this. I'm going to fail. Everyone is judging me. Suddenly, you feel overwhelmed, anxious, and just want to crawl under your desk. Sound familiar? Here's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, take a deep breath and remind yourself that it's okay to feel stressed. Acknowledge the situation without judgment, treat yourself with kindness, and remember that everyone makes mistakes. Maybe instead of beating yourself up, you could try taking a short break to clear your head, asking for help from a colleague, or even just reminding yourself that this too shall pass. See? Self-compassion isn't about being weak or giving up, it's about being kind and understanding towards yourself, especially when things get tough. And trust me, it makes all the difference. So, remember these key takeaways. Embrace your humanity, practice self-care, challenge negative self-talk, cultivate gratitude, and know that you're not alone in this journey. Now go out there, be kind to yourself, and rock your world. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode. I love hearing from you guys. And stay tuned for more insightful conversations on the Overthinking Cure, Quiet Your Mind podcast. Until next time, keep those minds calm and hearts open.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.